Naalala ni Nick Caldas ang malamig na panahon sa unang araw ng kanyang pamilya sa Australia.
My family arrived in 1969. We came out in the middle of the year, so it was winter in Australia. We left the Middle East in the middle of summer, so that was one massive adjustment, and I'm not sure that we were quite ready for that.
Pero nakatanggap sila ng mainit na pagbati mula sa komunidad sa Merrickville, kung saan unang nanirahan ang pamilya ng mga Caldas.
And a lot of people from Lebanese background, Yugoslavian, Italian, Greeks, all migrants. And everybody sort of seemed to know everybody else in the street. And everybody sort of tended to look out for each other.
Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Nick Caldas na hinaharap pa rin ng kanyang pamilya ang mga hamon na dinaranas ng marami sa bagong dating sa Australia.
You want to be accepted, but you don't want to lose your own identity and your background. And that's the balance I think most migrant communities face. How to hang on to their identity and their culture and their history, their traditions and what they're proud of, their language and so on, and yet at the same time fit in and belong to Australia and the mainstream communities here.
Pero naging matatag si Caldas matapos siyang tumulong sa negosyo ng kanyang ama habang nagtatrabaho bilang insurance clerk. Sumali siya sa puwersa ng pulis. Ngayon, siya ang Deputadong Commissioner of Field Operations sa New South Wales Police. Dahil mahusay siya sa Arabic, si Nick Caldas din ang tagapagsalita ng pulis pagdating sa pagkakaiba ng kultura.
I think society generally has changed dramatically since the 60s to where we are now in terms of accepting multiculturalism, accepting people from really diverse backgrounds, religions, races and so on.